You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Roger, what we recently learned?
What's that? I'm always happy to learn something.
Well, yeah, no, from the Iran bombing, it's just the absolute supremacy of the U.S. military.
Okay,
our tech.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even Israel doesn't have the bombers. Yeah. And yeah, like we do.
Well, nothing like the stealth, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're a liberal, you hate America. That just seems so unfair. Right? And like, how are we even going to have enemies if we don't help them?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, we're literally running out of enemies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, my X feed is a literal library of USAID going all the way back to the time of Donald Trump funding our enemies. And the more our enemies kill us and other people, the more excited that they would get at USAID, those liberals inside USAID, you know, the ones with the rainbow flags and the nose rings and the multicolored hair.
And the more money they needed.
Right, the more money they would need just to make it even more fair, right?
Yeah,
and they were more so, if you're killing a lot of people like, say, Hamas.
It's only reasonable.
But it's only reasonable. And I started looking into this actually before it was cool because Senator Tom Cotton blew the whistle and said, wait a minute, USAID had sort of stealth funded Hamas almost $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Because Samantha Power, a very evil individual who was a holdover from Obama, had forgotten to ask a very important question. Look, I get she's busy. She's married to Cass Sunstein. She's got kids. So you can forget important things like asking Hamas, like asking charities you're giving $1 billion to. Are you affiliated with Hamas?
Right. Or any other organization that would like to see us all dead.
Right. Like them.
Yeah.
The rapists on the hand gliders. Those guys, they're great otherwise. But I mean, yeah, no, they're a problem. And so they had, and you know, I wondered this, Roger, because we kept hearing about how, like, you know, Gaza's so broke and they don't have any food and people are standing in lines
destitute,
and stuff.
Destitute, yeah.
Right. And it's weird, though, because you would see these, like, you know, missiles go flying over from Israel, but then they would be returned. There'd be missiles come back from Hamas. And you'd be like, you know, in Gaza, you'd be like, where are they getting the money from that? USAID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And so, like, look, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they've always been big fans of funding our enemies and have done it for very long, as I've documented. They were absolutely busted up last week, blistered Trump for defunding USAID.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because now it's not even going to be fair. I mean, think how boring wars will be. We'll come in, curb stomp them in, I don't know, 25 minutes or less, and then we'll just go right back watching football. You know what I mean?
And they've got a storied history. I mean, they're the ones paying off the warlords in Afghanistan.
This goes, you know, like the poppies that they were growing to fund the IEDs that then blow the legs off our troops?
Yeah.
And then Tunnel to Towers has to build them houses because they don't have legs, so they need special houses. And I would be like, you know, maybe it'd be cheaper if we just, like, didn't fund the Taliban. I mean, that's crazy. Well, anyway, I've got this on my X feed. Actually, you can scroll down and find it. We funded the poppy farms via USAID for $200 million, totally monetized them so that it would increase their yield by 8 times.
Yeah, bailed them out.
Yes, and then they can build the IEDs, go to war, and kill us. All this was during the Trump administration, but we weren't wise to it back then, right? So George Bush is mad because who are we going to fight if USAID doesn't fund them? I mean, after Abbeygate and the murder of the 13 at Abbeygate plus 100 plus Afghans, they got so excited about what was going on there at USAID, they sent almost $2 billion to the Taliban.
Billion.
Yeah, billion. Yeah. In actual stacks, you could see the pictures of the dollars on pallets being sent to the Taliban. And my favorite is this one shot from the Gatestone Institute. And it's this Talibani, and he is standing there, as I would be too. He's sitting there actually next to his stack of cash. Yeah. And he looks like it's like a child on Christmas morning. He is so excited.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So that's USAID. We can all be grateful that they are no longer in business. The problem is, before that, they might have, Roger, quietly sent thousands of viruses to China.
Yeah.
Like viruses that, like, if you had the technology that, say, Fauci gave them.
Certain laboratories.
In certain laboratories.
Funded
you could,
by, no. Yeah.
You can make a bioweapon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You want to take a guess what address they sent it to in China? I mean, like what city? What got a guess?
Would it be where the home of a famous pharmaceutical laboratory and testing facility has been known about for many years, actually?
Yeah, the Wuhan lab.
Wuhan.
Also known as the foremost bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army.
That's just a subsidiary.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Wholly owned, but Steph's the subsidiary.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Daily Caller, breaking this story, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, one of the most evil organizations on the entire planet, reportedly shipped thousands of viruses to a Chinese military-linked bio lab in, say it with me, Wuhan. Well, this, you know, you don't even have to read the article, Roger. You already know where it went. It's just so predictable.
Unfortunately, predictable is the word, but it seems to catch a lot of people by surprise.
I know.
In very high places.
USAID sent 11,000 viral samples to the Wuhan Institute of Virology over the course of a 10-year program, despite not having any formal agreement with the laboratory, according to documents obtained by the Daily Caller. The viruses were reportedly sent to the infamous epicenter of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, with the exportation being funded by USAID, which seemingly failed to devise a strategy that would prevent the samples from becoming bioweapons. Small oversight.
Yes, they forgot about the safeguard thing, yeah.
And also failed to develop a strategy for them to stay accessible to the U.S. government.
But I wonder if they even got a receipt.
Oh, there's the documents. The $210 million USAID program dubbed Predict.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which failed to implement a long-term storage plan for the bioweapons it sent to China.
Oh, come on.
when funding ceased, was spearheaded by the University of California, Davis, and involved gathering virus samples from around the world. See, China was not doing a good enough job killing us and everyone else, and so we had to help. It's part of the pattern.
And it was a money-saving thing, too, you know, let the college kids do that.
Yeah, let the college kids do that.
Yeah.
I'm just referring to that video where they were like, and then we found out Trump is going to defund us, and they were coming in, and Doge was coming in, so we had to take down all of our rainbow flags.
That's right. Yeah, right. They did.
And
Voice of America was just vitriolic in their scoring of the administration. I tuned in a couple of stations just out of curiosity to see their reaction. And, yeah, it was...
Well, so, you know, I'm personally wondering, I mean, yes, you had, now the new law is 11,000 people have died of tuberculosis since Trump defunded USAID. And all these people, they're dying. And I would argue that actually less people are dying now that we have defunded USAID. I mean, right, like, who's going to pay for the bioweapons now? I mean, who's going to transfer the deadly viruses? And the answer is nobody that I know of.
Apparently nobody on at least the federal payroll, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to understand here. I mean, China's our worst enemy on Earth. You're shipping them bioweapons. Over at in Fauciville, they're shipping them via Echo Health Alliance, the ability that they did not have, the science that they did not have to weaponize those viruses. It's called gain of function.
Mm-hmm.
How are these people not in prison? Can you not make a good treason case?
And, of course, they're also the world's deadliest polluter.
Which really seems like a small thing compared to this.
Well, so the question is, how can we make a case? Who do we sue?
I don't know, but there's no statute of limitations on treason. Roll the dice. Give it a try. If for nothing else than just our entertainment, you know, we can run it on C-SPAN. So,
certainly liven up C-SPAN a little.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of treason, while we're on the subject.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you ever think you'd see a time in America where the heads of our two foremost intel agencies are both under criminal investigation simultaneously?
Not since the McCarthy era.
No. Turns out McCarthy was on to something. We should have listened to that guy.
Touche.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.